Do you have insane control issues due to drama so you suffocate the ones you love in your relationship? Do you have insecurities and self-esteem issues but rather than going to therapy, you project those feelings onto others? Do you have insane trust issues that make you ruin every romantic relationship you touch? No, just me? I'm kidding.
Hey guys, it's been a long time. Brian, how long have we been out?
No, like three, four weeks. I can't remember.
Without a reasonable explanation, we just thought ourselves if we kept on going on like we normally used to, I think we'll have easily run out of things to like talk about and all. But like, and yeah, to be fair, this is our first time, just me and Brian. I think we really need to do that because
we need to discuss some things. We didn't like doing the podcast
with it was going.
Yeah. So we're changing we're changing how frequently we drop because that 1 week wasn't working out. Like the quality of episodes kept going down because it was really hard to keep up that with that schedule and thing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead we're gonna drop like every 2 weeks or maybe
every 2 weeks now, yeah. But to be fair, when we feel as if what we have is good enough, to be fair.
Yeah, so don't hold us to that.
Yes. That's what we feel.
Yeah, so, we're going to doing more episodes with just Pelemi and I, maybe just one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't think Tammy is not going to be on this for a couple of weeks. I think she's busy.
Yes, she's in school.
So, tell us, what's today's episode about?
So, today is part one of us talking about, like, the word toxic. So, like, how it's going to go down is that it's going to be part one, and part two is going to be, like, the female, what's it called, version. So, if we bring on a few females to talk about
You better just say a few girls. When you say females like that, I feel so weird. Like,
Okay. Like, there's nothing wrong saying females. And the females.
Why are you talking about it like that, like animals that were rearing?
It's not really your fault. You know, as I'm even talking to you right now, me, I'm watching this man match and it just got. I'm just even fed up. Like, I don't care anymore. But, we're going to be doing part one and part two. So the part two is good.
Part two.
Guy. So the part two is going to be what they call about. This basically female, what's it called?
The yeah, we'll give preference. Up the part two. They'll see what part two is about.
You'll see what it's about when it comes. So, Brian, like, what do you, like, think of the word just toxic, to be fair? What do you just think? What when they yarn you are toxic? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think everybody has that toxic thing that when someone pisses them off or they just tend to do. But then there are certain people in this generation that never toxic, but they try so hard to identify as toxic. Like, they think it's so cool. Like, there's some people like that. I think everybody likes a little bit of toxic. Like, sometimes you don't like just, you know what I'm trying to say? I feel like every relationship is toxic to a point. Like, but then there's some people that just overdo it. Like, they think it's that whole personality. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's. Like, I feel like if you're if you're bragging about being toxic, it's cringe. I feel like it's so. I don't think people should be doing that this time. Like, why do you be bragging that you? But I feel like both girls and guys are toxic. But I feel like girls have a lot of toxic tendencies too that they get away with.
Yeah, definitely.
But
for me, I just feel like toxic is when somebody does yarns me, I'm toxic. Yeah, I don't think. Toxic, it just has to do with. I don't think toxic is if somebody's personality traits. When people say that, I don't think so. I just think that it's how they respond to certain situations, like how they try to manipulate. Yeah.
Manipulation is a personality trait.
So,
me, I'm self aware. I feel like pettiness also leads to you. Like, I feel like sometimes pettiness can be viewed as somebody being toxic. If you piss me off sometimes, I'm very petty. I'm very child sometimes. Sometimes I can just go by piss something. I'll be pussy, so lyric, just like, it might never be to stop, but that's just what I'm relating to right now. And that can be toxic sometimes. Like, I mean, I'm aware of my own sexy. Yeah, Jesus. I'm aware of my own toxic traits. I feel like, if you are self-aware of your toxic traits, I feel like that's even calm. Like, you know what you do, you know how you can be toxic and you let the person know. I feel like, see, I feel like when you get into with someone, sometimes when you leave that relationship, you will drop some of these your tendencies.
Brown is good.
Who is weak, guy? I'm not reminding you, fine, guy.
Sorry for that. Fred, let's go.
Pelin, are you even listening to me?
Yeah, I am. I did ask him. Yeah, continue.
I said that I feel like if you're self-aware of your toxic traits,
that's not really that bad. Yeah, it's not really that bad.
Like, if you're like, you know when you're wrong and when you do this and you apologize, like, you know, you get into some relationships and when you leave that relationship, you're better than before. You've dropped some of those tendencies. Mm. Yeah, so I feel like girls have sort of like, man, I feel like girls hide it better.
Yes, definitely.
I feel like even a girl best friend, a male best friend, they can identify when a guy is being toxic.
Toxic, yes.
But when a girl is being toxic with
you know what the fuck is going on. And I feel like all girls have the same toxic traits. Like,
most.
Okay, let's say most.
No, because see, I feel like all girls are toxic to a point, but I feel like that levels.
Brian, is that manipulation one that most females have? All females, they know how to manipulate things to their favor. Like, you can't...
Okay, Pelmi, you know this is demons in Demon Slayer.
Yes.
I feel like some girls, they know how to deflect. Like, when they know that in the wrong, like, you generally have a reason to be angry, they'll now deflect. They'll not make it seem like it's you that you're overreacting.
It's you that's now overreacting, and then you now start favoring them, and then the conversation is over. It's over. You never talk about it again. That's so good at RP. I don't get it.
And if you now bring it, again, you're not like you're leaving the past. Do you know that? Thank God I had my own toxic tendency, so I can see through some girls' BS when they try and do that. Because I'm telling you, like, there's some girls that, like, they'll be so nice to you, and when they like mess up with you or anything, they'll use that niceness as a way for you to forgive them. Like, you should forgive them because they're always nice.
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted to do that thing, they would do it for you. That's the thing.
They'll do it.
But they'll be giving these two excuses that do. I love catching girls giving excuses that don't line up. The timeline doesn't line up. It's so funny, guy.
But like, if somebody was to ask you, what are you like, toxic traits, what do you say yourself?
Mine, I can be very manipulative if I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I'm not like that anymore. I will only do that if you try and do it first. If you try and manipulate or guilt trip me first, I will guilt trip you back. Like, I'll tell you that it's not me you're playing with, Sha. Mm-hmm. I'll make you feel worse about what you try to say. Then what else? Sometimes I can be very petty at times. Like, I can, like, if I'm like that thing, when you really care about someone, like, they can really make you do so. Like that Will Smith thing. Like, I said, like, you know when you're really vulnerable about a girl, if she does something so little, like, it will really. It will pain you, but then you're not like, but if it was like any other girl, I would not care. Like, I would easily brush it off. So I can be very petty. Like, I can go by here, like, I post song lyrics, so being you, I can be so petty if I really care about you. Like, when you do things that really piss me off. I feel like that's one. Guilt tripping is another one. What else? Man, I won't even laugh. I can mock you a bit too much sometimes. I won't lie. Do you know that there's under this? Do you know that guys like this, that if they see a girl that they generally know is out of their league, but the girl is not too confident in herself, they will knock the girl down. Like, they'll be finding way, like, they'll be insulting her, like, stylishly. So they'll be chipping away at her self esteem. And then the girl will not think that, oh, the guy is like out of her own league.
I think guys just do that because, like, mind games.
No, you can make jokes and stuff like that. I'm saying that certain guys that they will chip a babe's confidence down just so they can get the babe. Like, they'll make the babe feel like she's lucky to have them. I feel like you need to be able to see people's toxic traits. Like, if you're oblivious to, like, toxic things, I've had friends that they get manipulated, but they don't even know it until, like, I have to, like, explain to them, open their eyes to see how this, like, there's another one. Someone will come back to you, they will apologize, they'll say, oh, they've changed, they'll promise you this. Then if you don't, like forgive them, I'm like, oh, you're judging me about my past mistakes. I'm not that person anymore. When you now let them in, they will now do the exact same thing to you. And they do not make it seem like it's you that's, then they do not come back again, apologize, do the exact same thing.
With Branch, you give me Sha. Yeah, I get what you've been saying, Sha, but like, what I just feel as if it's just that for me, my own is just that I do this, I don't know. Like, I will give you attention you need, and then when you feel like comfortable, I take the attention away. Like, I do this unconsciously, yeah. It's not something I just like, I'll give you attention, make you feel, oh, yeah, the only one, blah, blah, blah. And then I just take it away. I don't know why I do it, but you know, when you're doing something, you don't know when you're doing it, it's like you're doing it unconsciously. But that's what I do, and then that petty P. And then I use my private story to talk to the person. Like, if I genuinely am going to go to you, my private story, TikToks, all of these TikToks, I use to yarn you. Like, I don't genuinely think I'm toxic. So I've been told I am, but I don't see it. I don't think I'm toxic
because I don't do it on purpose. Like, I do it unconsciously. And I'm aware of them. Like, I'm like, if you're self-aware of them and you know you apologize, I think you're fine. But I feel like you're really toxic is like when you know these things and you do it.
And you keep doing it. Yeah, keep doing it.
Yes. You're fully self-aware of them and you keep doing it. You're not even trying to like stop them. Mm. And do you know that there's another way? Like, sometimes if you do something, or like if you're just confronting someone about something, they'll not hear you're toxic. They know you're not so, but they just want you. You're gonna have to say, they want you to feel bad about what you've done. So they'll just use that word. You're toxic.
So yeah, Brian, let's talk about like different aspects of toxic. We've talked about like all the variations, you know. Let's talk about aspects of being toxic now. So like the one I wanted to even talk about the most is friendship. Like being like toxic as like in friendship. Like the one I know well, like I've even experienced it by myself, is that you neglect somebody that wants to be genuinely part of your friend. Like you make them feel like, ooh, that they are part of the friend group or this and that. But when the person now leaves, yeah, yeah, this and that, but this person, oh, this person, this. It might not seem toxic, but it's very much toxic. Like, that is one aspect in friendships that can say that is very, very, very
no, much I feel toxic. I feel like it's also kind of like a one-sided friendship.
You're not giving back the amount of effort the person else is giving you.
So much to your person, and I'm not even giving you back the bare minimum. But when you bring it up, they like have a way of brushing it aside or making it seem like they're doing it.
Like, oh, I've been busy. Nobody's ever that fucking
yeah. busy. And then also talking friendships, like when they gatekeep you.
I get that.
From toxic, even female best friends, and when you are moving to someone new, they will like want to have influence over what you know, like they will.
There's a misconception about that, because I've been in that type of situation before. Yeah, so the person asked me,
like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like they would make you feel bad about giving your attention to your like someone else you're dating. And then like I've had them, like if you don't tell them some things, they'll not make it seem like, oh, like not even like this is just like something like. There's some girls that they have like male best friends or like that, and then they're giving that attention to another guy that dating. They'll make the girl feel bad about that.
I know what you mean.
They will like try and guilt trip them, like, oh, you're not paying attention to me. I'm not even like close to you anymore. You're choosing him over, like, you're choosing him over our friendship. They use that friendship. They use that friendship as a way to like keep the girl. And then they want to be like, I don't like, like, I feel like if you're in a relationship with someone, everything should be me and you. Like, as my mom has told me, like, if you need someone else to solve problems within your relationship, I don't think there's a problem there from the beginning. In fact,
yes, you have to solve it. You have to solve it by yourself.
It has to be between. And then I'm like, it's okay, you can go to someone else for advice, like, that's fine, you can't be best friend. But as far as it doesn't come back to the other person's face, like when you have your business coming back to your face, it's irritating. Like, why is this person talking about my like, you don't see.
Yeah,
so I feel like those friends do not want to be the third wheel in the relationship, they'll be involved in it.
Yeah, as I was saying before, like this thing has even happened to me before. So basically, the babe came to ask me for advice about what's going on, and then I couldn't, like, you know, when I just yearned her, you know, the person's past. I'm not going to tell you if you should or shouldn't, you know the person's past, so judge it from that. That's what I told the person. That was like a young person. I'm like, somebody, one of the person's friends was now beside us, so she heard everything. So the story was now wrapped up. Oh, Palomi is yearning, this babe not going to relationship with, what's it called, with this blah 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 person. And like in my mind, I'm like, what do you expect me to do? Like, the person is also my friend though. So you know when you're in that type of situation and that person now comes back to you and I'll be like, oh, I thought we're bros. Like, even though I thought we're bros,
mine is, if I'm your friend, I will support you in public, but in private, I will still yarn you when I think you're wrong. Like, if I'm in front of a lot of people, I might not say, oh, you're completely wrong, but I will not bash you with them. I will just tell them to calm down. But like, I would admit when my friend is wrong. I know. Like, I wouldn't lie to you and just be a yes guy or something like that.
Hmm.
You know, I feel it's another thing that sucks. Like, people, like, girls, guys, same thing. They will say they would want the benefits of being in a relationship, but they will never have that labor with you. Do she get? Like they will talk to you that way.
Flirtatious relationship.
No, never flirtatious. Like, they'll talk to you that way. They'll call you the names because when you're in a relationship, like, they want the benefits and the enjoyment of a relationship, but without that, like, full commitment, that label. Like they might say, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship like that. And they will not
that's,
be ready
yeah,
for
that's flirtatious. There's no other limit.
No, place. Like, flirting, like, you might feel for, but I mean, I'm telling you, like, this is like a level up from flirtatious. Like, you're not just flirting as, like they're talking to you, like, yeah, the only one, like you said, like, yeah, like, never, like, yeah, the only one, like, they're telling you all of these things, like, they're making it seem like you're in a relationship with them, but you've never actually officially said you are in.
Yeah, no, no,
so if you're not, like, oh, but we're never officially together. Dating. And they can say, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship, but, like, they can give you that excuse for as long as you want. I'm saying, if you get to a point, like, if you get to a certain time limit, and someone is still yarning you that, I feel like you just need to cut them off or yarn them, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Is it that why in one or why not? It's like, because they want the full enjoyment of a relationship without the full label and commitment you get. Yeah. I feel like that's the toxic thing.
I don't know, maybe this is not what you're talking about, yeah, but you know all of those friends with benefits, yeah, that just want you to themselves. That's do you think that's toxic?
No, I feel like if it's a mutual thing, then it's not toxic.
Hmm.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, if someone has promised you that, oh, they want a relationship with you. Okay, but let's say we're friends with benefits.
Hmm.
You guys just do stuff, but you establish that it's just, like, it's just something physical. You guys don't really yarn on that kind of level. Like, you obviously know that you're talking to other people, like, there's nothing deep there. But someone, that's some people like that, that they will just be friends. We benefit too, but then one of them is talking to them like they're already in a relationship, like they're telling them all of these things. But then when the other person now says, "Oh, so why aren't we in a relationship or something?" Like, they're not like, "Oh, I'm not ready for one." They will not be ready for one for months. It's never even, that's what they always yarn. I'm telling you this. I feel like that is toxic because that's this shit gaslighting. You're leading that person on.
Not leading somebody on. Yeah. That leading people on that, oh, in person or on PC, oh, yeah, man, yeah, this, yeah, that. They not ask you in person, oh, are you on this, are you A or B? Are you with B? And then I know you, I don't like this guy. I don't get why
people do that. See, that thing has never happened to me, but when I see it happen to other people, I feel bad. Like, it makes you feel like they'll make you look like a fool.
Yes, they will.
I know, like, guys embarrass girls, so, but girls ruin guys too. It's not like
girls are the reason why boys turn into what they turn into. I don't genuinely think that a guy will just wake up one morning and just be
I want to do that thing. Yes, that I don't think, like, I don't think any, so. Like, every guy that's been, and I don't condone, like, oh, do your own back, but I feel like you two, if you play a girl. And she becomes, and then she has trust issues. Someone else is going to have to deal with that.
Yes.
The next guy.
Yes.
And then if that guy does that issue, the next guy is going to have to get to deal with worse.
Like all of this, all of that, like, girls' insecurities. That's one thing. Like, I think girls' insecurities, it either gets worse or it doesn't get better. I don't feel like a guy can completely remove all the insecurities from a female.
I don't see, that's the thing. See, nobody can. See, people have like, oh, I can, like, you can't fix someone else.
You can't. I don't think so.
All you can is you guys can improve together.
Just make sure that everything is going well.
Like, you can't fix somebody. See, I feel like if you keep holding yourself back, like, oh, I need to work on myself, things like that. Like, if you wish, like, I'll give you a couple of months, but you can't expect me to wish for you while you say you work on yourself. Like, what means we can work on ourselves together. I'm not saying I'll fix you.
Yeah.
But if you can work on yourself too while you're in a relationship with me, I can give you your space on me. But then if you're using that as like as an excuse to get like benefits from you of like when you like, you know what I'm trying to see.
Mm.
But I feel like it's weird. I see this is a deep thing. Like, I'll wish for you, but I can't wish for you forever now.
Yeah.
And then that's if you now like move on to someone, you're not like, oh, but we're this. Like, sometimes girls can be quick to say that, oh, why this? But they never told you you were.
They like another thing that girls do that they are like, and this is not even drifting, this is even drifting away from that toxic. Like, you know how girls just infer like that, oh, we are together, but the boy has never made it clear that, oh, we are this and that. So the girl just infers. And like when they now infer and the boy is not like, oh, we're not together, they're like, oh, the boy was giving me this sign, this sign, this sign. I'm like, oh, the boy is toxic. See, I don't get that piece. I don't get it at all.
Guys, see, I think I've learned this thing like recently. You need to set boundaries, you know, like even like Sydney said that, so you need to set boundaries in any kind of relationship you have with someone. Yeah. Friendship, sexual, like you need to say like, what is this? What are we doing? Like, what do we like? You need to talk to that person. Like, you need to make sure you don't cross that line.
Mm.
Where it goes into confusion, like it can go very close to the line. There's some people that the difference between them and the line, you can't see with eye. You have to zoom in. But they've stand up across that line. But just like I feel like you guys need to talk. Do you like I can like I've asked someone before. Do you want to be exclusive?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to like? I'll stop talking to other girls. You stop talking to other guys. The person said, "Oh, right now they can't really think of doing anything else with anybody else."
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like okay, but then you see that keyword. You need to pay attention to things that people say. That right now is like right now is your turn.
They're waiting for that. Another boy can come.
They're not expecting it to be long. Like,
like,
but then and then if the person doesn't reply you then and there with an answer. Just like if the girl just says, whenever a girl says, I don't know,
the answer is a no, of course. See,
there's only yes one. If you say, I don't know, it means you're already thinking about it or you don't fully want it. Like, that's why I feel like if they don't give you a direct answer, just free it. Like, you need to talk to, like, I feel like girls to you can yarn a guy, I don't want you from talking to other girls this way. I'll stop talking to other girls. Like, you guys need to talk about whether you want that or not. So, if someone goes to guy and another babe, like, you've already spoken that you guys are not exclusive. You guys are just talking or something.
Hmm. How do you think guys can be toxic on, like, GCs, boys GC, girls GC, you know, this and that? So, because there are different ways, Sha, that boys can be, especially boys, because, for example, you know, you bring a girl's picture to like the boys GC and then you're calling the babe ugly or this and that and then you now go piece it to the babe, oh yeah this, yeah that, yeah this. You're now yelling every other person that oh that this babe is so fucking ugly and you're going to the babe, oh, I want to smash, I want to do this, I think I like you. Like, I don't know why do you actually like bare boys do that people. That's one thing I don't think girls do that.
We can't say for girls, maybe your part two will know. But I don't know. But me, I didn't even like... See, that thing, that boy GC thing discussing about, I didn't even like it because one way or the other, something you said, you heard somewhere else. You just be like, what's this? But me, I didn't even like insulting. Like, there's some guys that do that pee, they were like, insult again in front of like guys. But secretly, that ones that are even chasing the girl.
Yeah, it's secretly the one chasing them.
But they do not... I don't like that pee, so I'm just like, if... like. Attraction is subjective. You find the girl attractive and I don't find her attractive, I won't like insult you. But if I feel like you're going for a girl below your standards, I'll tell you. I feel like if you do go below your standards, you also reduce yourself a bit too. There's no lie. Like sometimes, like let's be honest, like tell me if you're going for like if a girl is going for a guy, I actually want to know about this though. Like, okay. if you see the girls he's been with, would that change your perspective on him a bit?
The type of girls he goes like, I get what you're trying to say. Yes and no, cause first of all,
I'm just throwing this question under, like, you don't have to answer, but I'm just mm-hmm. But I feel like if the past girls you dated have been, like, I don't know, really, like, maybe close to her, like she thinks are really attractive to you.
Okay.
I feel like a girl might want you more because she feels like you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Dan, but then, like let's say you're going for, like, girls like 2 years younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
If a girl is moving here, she hears, like, all of the public, like, I don't think she, I think she'll stay clear of you when she hears, like, things like that.
Well, I think that is, like, subjective, because if I don't genuinely think it should matter what the person he or she has been with before. But, like, I don't know. I won't lie. If I could easily get turned off by the amount of things you've done, like, the amount of things I'm hearing you've done, that one is, but staying clear of somebody because of the person they've been with now, I don't think that.
Ooh, I'm not talking about like at our age. I'm not like when you're 20, 20 something. I think you have to pay attention to the people or their exes. Like, sometimes it's a pattern, I would say. I don't know. But I feel like another reason, like, there's no, like, guys, we become friends. Like, if we meet a girl online,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we become friends with girls we find attractive.
Yes, definitely.
Or maybe I'm not saying, like, in a shallow way, but I'm just, like, we find it, like, would more likely be interested in talking to her. And I feel like me, I don't like talk to a girl to move her. I just feel like my convos will determine what I want with that person.
Mm.
And you know why it's so dangerous? Because there's some people I've spoken to for a long time that we just talk as friends. I don't really want anything with them. Yeah. And you know, like, maybe one time your convos just switch up. Like, it just becomes interesting. And you guys now, like, get... You know what I'm talking about, Pelini?
Yeah, it's happened to me too many, way, way, way too many
times. Because when I see, when girls see that, oh, it's just a friend. It's either that the guy has had his turn with her, or his turn is coming after you.
Yes.
Or he messed up and he can never have his turn. Is that he has had his turn, or his turn? Like, I feel like that's it. Like, those close male best friends that girls have, I feel like they have history with that guy. You can't yell me that you've not had, and you've not thought, oh, do I actually have feelings for this guy? You can't tell me you've not thought about that before.
Yeah.
Especially those girls that, like, that flirts with, like, a lot of their guys and say that is a joke. Me, I fear that thing because me, I flirt with girls and then eventually it's a joke. I don't know. I feel like there are three reasons the guy would be your friend. One, maybe more on guy girls. Maybe he has tried to move you. You didn't even know you tried, but him, he knows you failed.
Mm.
Or you trust him that, like, see, some guys will, like, they'll size you up, they'll see whether they can move you, but sometimes you even know they won't do it directly, and you might even shut them down without knowing.
I think another thing that boys do is that they joke around and see if your reaction, that's another, is it toxic? Like, boys joke around with certain things and they want a reaction out of you. And that kind of determines what they would do. Like, if you jokingly say, oh, maybe I probably would, then the boy will advance. But if you, like, jokingly say, brush it off.
What girls don't know is, like, girls don't understand how guys think. Like, we pay attention to little things in what you say sometimes. Like, girls don't know that they indirectly enable guys to continue.
Mm.
Like, they'll say that they don't like this guy, they don't like how he's talking, they don't like how he's moving. But if you're still opening his chats, he thinks that you like it.
It's of course. If you're not shutting it down, then why are you now going around telling everybody that you don't
like it? Yeah, you don't like it. Exactly. It's like, you need to take, like, I'm just saying, like, you obviously like the validation and attention. I feel like that's what that toxic tendency of mine. Mm. You know, like, when you go years without thinking you're, like, attractive.
Yes.
And then you now suddenly become attractive. It takes time to load in your head.
Of course, like, I mean, I won't lie. If a girl tells me openly, me, you're fine, I won't believe. I genuinely would not. Like, you know, when there's been the longest time where you've not found yourself, like, I'm very hard on myself, yeah? So, like, if somebody told me I'm this and that, me, I genuinely would not believe. I would just say,
See, Pelu, like, I feel like sometimes I can literally just flirt with a girl just to know. Like, I might never really, like, to me, I might not be doing anything bad because to me, I don't have any interest in it. I don't, but I might just flirt just to know. You get just see if I can do it. And that's a toxic thing, so I wouldn't lie, but that's something I can do. And like, if she compliments me sometimes, I like that validation sometimes. That's a bad thing I do. And I might, it's, I don't know, I don't know how to explain it, Shah. But another thing is, I don't really take girls' compliments very seriously sometimes because I feel like they're just saying it to be nice.
Yes.
Like the way girls compliment each other on that Instagram post, that's like, I can't believe girls when they compliment sometimes.
Definitely.
I just feel like, but if my guy compliments me, my guy tells me, yeah, guy, you're looking, like, I would believe them.
Of course.
If your guy compliments you that you're looking good, that's when you know you're really looking good because guys, we barely compliment each other.
Like me, it takes a lot for me to compliment somebody. Like, that's why when I was yearning somebody and the person told, like, I commented on the person's post too, and the person wasn't like, oh, that the person believes that the post is actually, because I genuinely do not, I stay away from comment sections because me, if I don't like the post, I'll just like it and get out of there. And that's one thing that girls do that is toxic, and they don't know it is. They might find the post shit, and they'll still comment, oh, yeah, buddy, yeah, babe, continue what you're doing. I'm like,
You know, I knew when they really don't like the post, when they just comment with only emojis. Because if you really thought the post was nice, you'd actually take some time to at least type something. But like, if you get just close, they don't have the emoji with the two hearts as eyes. You just put like four of them there, then they'll just go out by that day. You know, they don't really like that.
Oh man, girls move words.
Guys, we deceive, but girls lie. Guys, we deceive you what we see. That, but girls lie. Girls can, a girl can straight up lie to you, and when you catch them, you even be feeling pain. Like, why? Why did you lie? Why? Like, you're like, why?
Girls lie for no fucking reason. Like,
a girl will lie unnecessarily. Like, you be like, why? Believe me, like, I also cry now because you're like, why? Believe me, be in disbelief. Like, it's not that deep. Man, girls are big.
Girls are something else.
Believe me, sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to give up on this gender. Let me move to plants. But could you remind me that I don't have that liberty? I can't do that.
I think we should even have an episode for Konji by ourselves because that could be
fair. See, never. Another thing is, never talk to girls. See, where Koji does, like, I stay clear of certain people I just stay clear of my food. Because I was like, you don't be thinking of things, like, you don't be taking things as, like, signs or something. I don't do that. But then, do you know another thing? That's some friendships. So, you know these friendships. You don't talk to them about things, like sexual things, but you guys have established that, you guys find each other attractive. But you're just friends. But when you meet that person in person, when you see that person in person, like at a motive or anything like that, you know, you should play your cards right.
Yes, you might.
You guys will do stuff. Like, that's for friends like that. I'm not supposed to say about anything like that. But when I see them in person, I know, like, if I play my cards right, something will happen.
For example, that native land, I didn't expect to do anything with that babe. I genuinely did not expect anything because I don't know why. You guys, I remember you and Sevon, now you and me, that this babe probably finds you attractive enough. So what? Because there's just this type of friendship that you guys find each other, like, fine and all. But you guys have never discussed on doing anything. And I like it like that. Because I sometimes find doing all of those sexual shit online weird.
I feel like if it's unexpected, it's better. Like, yeah, like, okay, play your... Like, that's what friendship that you are just friends. But when you see them in person, you be like, okay, this girl is actually fine. This guy is actually fine. Like, and then if you play your cards right, like, that's where you need to know how to play your cards right in person to certain ways you move, like, how you, but don't do it in a weird way. You know, I've heard someone Diane this, that's the same, that, like the guy wanted to do stuff with the girl. He was like, sorry, I can't. Like, I have too much respect for you. How many girls assume that if you end up with
Brian, I remember we know the person. We know the person.
Tell me, you know what I'm saying? Most girls assume that you've said this. Like, respect. Maybe just be absolutely. I think I'll just. I'll just shoot myself.
Brother, girls are very toxic. They not use their words very well to their advantage. I don't get it at all.
Level toxic, but that word is just funny. Exactly. Like, how does respect have to do with you not?
I don't get. How does respect have to do with you doing anything with somebody? Like,
if you're saying that you have so much respect to not do things with me, I'm basically just saying that I don't think of you in that way. They don't find you like that.
Or you ask them, would you think I'm fine? Or they will now say, oh, don't worry, everybody's finding their own way. If they get you that, just not, don't talk to that person ever again. Just do it. Because they're yelling, you get an ugly fool. they're telling you an ugly fool.
The other thing is sometimes pictures don't do you justice. So they
can't lie. And that's why sometimes I was yelling in February. But the reason why I feel like it's cut off, but she will never admit it, is that we've never, you know, when you've never met the person in person. So like, you can be yanning.
Mm-hmm.
But like that you just need to see that person to know if this is real
or this like, is online. Like, see, that's what friendships I've had, that is when they now see me in person, they'll be like, ah, you're actually fine in person.
You're actually fine, yeah.
They suddenly start talking to me differently.
Mm.
But then definitely. That's the first thing that I've never seen them in person, but you still like them. Like, you know,
same as me.
Like, they don't know what I look like. I don't even know.
So, yeah, Brian, what other toxic piece can we even talk about? Because I don't know, just toxic piece. I think there's a lot to talk about for girls.
Yeah, but there's not really much to talk about for girls. Having Sammy on this would have been good. Should have had something. But okay, but you say you have some stories for this
episode. Yeah, that's what I was even about to go and do right now. Let me find it. Okay, let me start. So she said, the person said, we were all friends, a group of like three. Those never work anyway. Said, I like this person strongly. But there were some stuff like going on, and obviously I would go to my friends, ask them for advice and stuff. And so on. So one of them would tell me the good and the bad, but one of them used the opportunity to like insult me and stuff. But like the funny thing is, they were still friends with the boy, very close actually. So she would come to talk to me, insult me, even that I wasn't being smart, and then she would apologize and laugh it off as a joke. And they would see it as they've done nothing wrong, and I always forgive her. And then I noticed one day, like, it was toxic. I was exhausted having to censor the things I didn't think wanted to advise on so that someone doesn't treat me like a baby, which was even more annoying because I felt like I was being the bad person or worrying her too much, asking for advice too much. And then one day I just cut her off. They didn't look back. I still talk to them and stuff, but yeah. That was very, very toxic. What the fuck?
Wait, help me summarize it. Because, like, you know, a lot of people in our generation have short attention spans.
Basically, what she's trying to say is that she was yearning a boy and she liked the boy and she was going to the babe for advice. And then the babe would be insulting her. And then immediately she's done insulting her, she'll, it's a joke, this and that. And she kept on doing it. And then she'll be saying, I'm sorry. Like, when you do something bad, I now go and say I'm sorry again. That's very toxic.
Pelmi, that's a toxic friendship. That's
That's
really me, toxic. Pelmi, do you know that that's manipulation at its best? Do you know why? Yes, there are a lot of friends. See, you guys watch out for friends like this.
Mm-hmm.
They will keep doing something to you, and they will come back and apologize. They'll say they've changed. Like, that's why I didn't mean it like that. When you now let them in, they'll do the same thing again. They're literally preying on your niceness. And the thing I've learned, like, when everybody says forgive and forget, sure, mm-hmm. forgive and forget, but they're not saying that the person should not face consequences for their actions.
Yeah.
Or because you forgive and forget, does not mean that you should not learn from your experience with that person. Mm-hmm. Like, you can forgive, like, you can. I told someone like this, like, she told me this guy finally came back, he's always apologizing to her. Then one time she now handed him that, okay, I forgive you, but I like the distance between us. Like, I like where we're at. I want to keep it like this.
Mm.
You can forgive and forgive someone, but still realize that you're better being distant from that person. You don't want that person in your life anymore.
But like, I don't feel like
the thing is that like when you try to ask some friends, that's when you're not like, oh, you're moving source, oh, you switched up, you're changing. Don't mind them. That's what they're using to make you feel bad. Don't feel bad about your actions.
It just gets to a point where you just have to notice that. You just have to think to yourself, do I need this person in my life? Like, you just have to get to that point where you're like, do I genuinely need, like, if I keep apologizing and is becoming frequent, like, why is this person still in my life? Mm-hmm. I'll show you that's what it is. So, yeah.
The thing is, I had someone like this who always said sorry for some things. And one time I told her that I didn't even want, like, when she says sorry, it vexes me. Like, I didn't want to hear her say sorry.
Because
it's like, if you keep saying, like, sometimes, like, one time I asked her, and then she was like, oh, sorry in advance. Like, I'm not like, if you're already saying sorry, it means you know deep down that you're not really
going to do it.
You're just saying, oh, so I can say, oh, I said sorry in advance. I never promised you it.
Mm.
So it's kind of like, if you're always apologizing, like, it's, what's the use? Like, but then there's some people that are stuck in their patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you notice, like, they're trying to change, like, they're improving, I would understand. Like,
it's understandable.
But then if you know that they're doing the exact same thing, they're just promising that they will change, like, distance yourself from that person.
Distance,
I'm not saying you have to cut them off completely, but you need to tell them, like, I'm calm with you, I forgive. But then, see, what's just TikTok, like, I'm not angry about anything for what you ever did to me, but you showed me who you are, and I needed to see that. So I'm thankful to you, in fact. Like, everything is a lesson. Some people are in your lives as lessons. Some relationships are there for you to learn from. Like, whenever a situation ends, relationships end, I like take time to reflect on why it ended, what I did wrong, what I didn't see, so that I learn from these things and it doesn't happen to me again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't really need to do that. You need to reflect on your relationships with people. Like, you need to take time and really sit down and reflect on some of the friendships and relationships you have with certain people and realize if you're just friends with them because you've known them for a while, or if they're actually benefiting you and your life.
So, yeah, the next story. Okay, so is this...
Summarize it.
I can't summarize it. Okay. It's really long. So, I basically thought, this guy and I had been dating for quite some time. The relationship in general was always all over the place. Like, we're always arguing, and then you end up apologizing shortly after. Oh, this apologizing, pure God. One thing about me, though, is that I will never argue with you. So I always, like, keep quiet because I, like, knew I wasn't wrong most of the time. So I let him vent all the time, and then he'll come back and apologize. So one day, we had this whole argument about, like, how I would give him attitude when he would speak to me sometimes, and then he's yelling at me and just not making sense in general. She puts in brackets, yes, I know that his argument is valid. It was just the way he was saying it. Close brackets. So in the middle of him yelling at me, I walked away. So like mid-sentence, I just walked off and went to meet my friend. I thought this was a normal situation, like, well, we'll resolve it like we normally do. So I'm sitting by my friend's locker and, like, waiting for her to finish whatever she's doing. And then I see him walking to the lockers as well. And I just thought he was coming to pick his books from his lockers too, only for the guy to walk to where I was sitting. Mind you, juniors were there and beside us. And so he said, if you ever walk away from me, I'll break up with you. God of mercy. Yeah. That's all we really need to know. The rest isn't really, what's it called, really relevant. But
yeah, so summarize this now, because we've been
basically, your pause. The guy was quite like,
the guy would do something wrong.
Like, they have an argument, but the guy will know it's wrong, and then eventually he'll come and apologize. So one day, they had an argument, and Tammy. I beg, I don't even care. So the babe now, what's it called, walked away. When she now walked away, the guy now came back and now shouted at her in front of juniors and all and said, if you ever walk away from me, I'll break up with you.
Guy, we are walking away.
Huh.
I feel like that's trying so hard to be like dominant in a way.
Is that, I don't think that's necessarily toxic.
No, I think it is because he's doing this in public. He's literally like, look, if you are shouting at your significant other in public in front of other people saying this, this, and that, you're basically degrading them in public, guy. Yeah? Like, you're telling them, oh, I'm the person in this relationship. Like, it shows that they don't respect you in that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I understand if both of you are angry, you're shouting at each other, but I feel that. But if you guys are having an argument and he starts raising his voice and shouting things, especially like that boy he said in public, in front of other people. Even in front of your friends, it really shows how much he respects you. I'm telling you, if a guy respects you and respects your relationship, he wouldn't do that in public because he just reflects badly on you guys. Like, do you see like that? Just like if it was me, I would walk out. Like, if you have self respect for yourself, you would know that you should not take that nonsense and you would walk out. And then the funny thing is, I'm sure that guy would come back to you and apologize for that.
Of course.
If you walk out, he's the one that will come back to you and be saying, like, sometimes I think you need to show a guy what he truly has by showing him that, like, by showing him what it's like when you are gone. Like, for me, like, this young, famous and African show, like, with this relationship with Two-Face and
yeah,
Annie.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it, yeah.
And then this Zari babe. Everyone's like, that's similar because the thing is, like, Two-Face and his wife, they've been in love since, like, they were 16.
Yeah, 16, yeah.
The woman probably doesn't know what it is to be loved by anyone else. Like, so to him, like, to her, it's probably like, she's the only person that loves me this kind of way. He's the only one that truly knows me. So for her to leave him, that would be difficult. I understand that.
Of course.
But at the same time, do you see the kind of disrespect she was taking on that show because everybody knows about her husband?
The husband and all of the breakup.
Like, there's some people that, like, there's another woman on the show, was that, like, Shadi, you know that, like, That's Zari character now. She couldn't yarn some other characters because she doesn't have anything on them. But she could disrespect, like, Annie because of how she was like, oh.
She was treating her less because she knows things that could easily hurt her. That's why they
Is it my fault that you can't keep your husband? Like, just because she knows, she's like, you know what I'm saying? But if that thing was private now, it would not be that deep.
Another thing that's toxic is using information to, like, demoralize people. That thing is also very, very toxic. Yes. It's red, like, if you have information about somebody and if you go up to them, maybe if you have information about somebody, like, you really do not need to use it against, like, if they've done it to you, you have all the rights to do it back, to be fair.
See, you know what I feel? I feel like if you have information about someone, if it's someone you know, if you don't want to tell them about, like, if you don't want, if the person that told you, you don't want to put them as, like, in between, they'll not be like, oh, so apparently you want to go and tell this guy this.
Mm-hmm.
Either you keep it to yourself. If you're not yarning your friend, keep it to yourself and don't yarn anyone. But if you're going to yarn other people, you might as well yarn your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're yarning your friend, and if you're yarning other people that he knows and you're not yarning your friend what you heard, that is bad. Because I feel like, if I hear something about you, I might not use it against you. I'll just keep it to myself. I won't tell you I know. I won't tell anybody else I know. I'll just keep it to myself. I won't use it against you. Mm. That's fine. You don't have to. But if you're using it against me, you didn't tell me, you know, that's bad. But kind of back to this, like, anything. Like, tell me, like, but then this Zari babe, like, you know, Diamond cheated on her.
Yeah.
And she left him. But you know that she said that she knew that he was sleeping with, like, other women. And understand, like, different people have needs. Like, sometimes people can't go a long time without having someone with them. That's fine. She understood that. But yeah, it's when they started bringing out children and everybody knew about it. The thing is, she like, you have to have self-respect for yourself, and she left the guy. But the thing is, that thing had happened to her before in a previous relationship. So she understood it.
Yes,
she was. And she now left the guys. And then Diamond, like, had a conversation where it was like, she's the best woman that he has ever been with.
Yes.
Like, and she wasn't like he messed up. That's the reason why they're not together. That nothing is ever going to happen between them. And that's so deep. Like, that's like, the guy knows, like, what he missed.
If you treat a guy to know, if you show a guy where he stands, he will always come back running. Like, the thing is,
like, the thing guys forget, like, I'll never feel like, the thing is, girls can get guys easier than guys can get girls. So I would never, even if you think babe's not that fine, there are plenty of guys I would still want to be with her. I'm telling you this. So I never take I never take things like that for granted. Like even Brand, if I,
Brand, that's how I saw it. That's how I saw it. TikTok. He said he like there's this guy that's always doing this podcast. Fuck, I've forgotten his name. She has always doing this podcast on speaking shit about men and females. That gender inequality shit and all. So the guy now yanked that men are lonely. Like a girl can get up to 5 DMs in a day from different people. Yanni, I want you, I want you, I want you. But a guy, for a girl to come up to a guy and yan the guy that, I want you, it rarely ever happens, bro. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like girls get their flowers, but guys, even my most attractive guy, you won't get your flowers compared to like it's the same thing with like IG, TikTok. A girl can easily get followers just from being attractive and posting. Yes. But if a guy gets a lot of followers, you know that he's doing something, like he has to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you say a girl with a lot, I just don't think too much about it because, like, see, at the same time, these guys that do it at the same time. But it's kind of like there's this song with J. Cole and John Lucas, the hot song. You're like,
yeah, your hot.
When you were with her, did you forget that daily she would curve guys for you in her DMs?
Mm.
And she would curve guys. Did you think that because you left, sure, she might pawn over you for a bit, but she can easily snap up your rebound.
So, bro, let me ask
faster than you can.
Let me ask you something. Is there a need for guys for a female to open a message to tell a guy I have a boyfriend? I don't think there's a need. Like for example, you know when a guy yarns text babe, oh you, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Don't you think that the babe is kind of entertaining it if she opens the message and says, oh, I have a boyfriend? Like you're opening a lead way for the guy to say, oh, the boyfriend does not have to know. Do you get?
No, I think it depends. See, I think if it's someone they know, I feel like then they should open the message. They don't want to be rude now. You wouldn't want to be rude. Isn't it like if a female friend like is moving to you somewhere, like you always try to tell her, oh, I have a girlfriend, but you wouldn't pen that forever now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I don't know, man. It depends on you and your girlfriend. It depends on your girl. Like, but I feel like if she opens it, she might just want to get to know the person too. But I feel like you should not say it immediately, then there's something wrong. There's some girls that have had boyfriends or girls, and they've never told me, but I knew, but they've never told me. And I was waiting for them to say, actually, I fear the way, like, I hear paranoid about these kind of things, the way girls in relationships are spoken to me.
Oh,
I worry if Brian, that's how my girlfriend relates with her friends. Brian, like, I'm telling you this.
It's so scary, bro. It's very, like, kind of like the days where you be yanning me. The only girls you know, girls inside relationship, and I'm like, it's not even my fault. Like a girl can tell me, "Pelu me, I'm in a relationship," and I keep getting them, and they keep showing signs that Pelu me,
the thing is, they're showing you that your turn is coming.
Because I see that.
If you notice that when a girl leaves a relationship and she messages you, she's more interested in you. It's your turn. Let's not lie, girls, you always know who's next. You have all of your male best friends. One of them that's next. You know whose turn it is after you end with a guy. As I said, our male best friends, like, is it that they've had that turn? They've done stuff in the past, or they've liked each other in the past. And that one is even dangerous on his own. Or that turn is after you, and you're just doing it yet. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Then I said that girls can get because they have. But the thing is, When you really care about someone, like being vulnerable with them is not easy, Sha. Like just having knowing that someone can hurt you like that. But the thing is, even if you're a girl and you get more guys, I don't care. If you show me that man option, I will show you that I will show you have
40, 30. It's not your
food. No, 40, 30. I will show you that I have multiple guys interested in me. I'll pick a girl and I'll give her more attention than I ever give you.
Me, I'll do that too. So if you show me you have options, I'll show you have more than you. It's not that deep.
I don't think the way it's paying girls is to make sure that you have most girls interested. I think it's to do things with a particular girl that she wanted to do with you. To show her that you can go above and beyond for a girl and it's not her. This is what I'm trying to say. Like, tell me, like, if a girl is hanging out with multiple guys after she ends with you, you know, you'd be like, oh, so she's even a hoe. You don't even really care like that. Yeah. It would invalidate you. You'd be like, oh, so her liking someone isn't with that deep because she likes
you.
But then if that girl is with one guy and she's always with that guy, like she's doing things with that guy that you wanted, it would pain you more than her hanging out with multiple guys.
I was talking to one of me and this babe just became friends. So, but me, she was not your name. her own right says is that if a guy cheats on her, she's going for the homeboys. And if you think up, is wrong, or moral is wrong, but she has every right to. Do you get? She has every right.
But you know the thing is, if my guy gets with, do you know what this? Sometimes guys, I don't think like going for friend groups is very funny, because even both on girls and girls, because don't you think that you know that you dated this, but don't you think they know what has happened? And do you think like my guy would come and ask, oh, your baby's moving to me, can I move to her? And if I say yes,
then do what he wants, bro. Like,
they don't, that, then he's not paying me, because he might pay me that, oh, yeah, with someone else, but then it's my guy, like, I'm doing that, let him be with you. Like, it's like, I don't really care, like, it's just showing that you're doing this to get back at me.
Brian, bro. Brian, let's not finish everything. There's still girls episode. Don't worry now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so but you, let me end this off with. The thing is, the best way to show someone that, the best way to paint someone after end with them is to show them that you don't care, because you make you feel like what you had with them was not that important.
Was irrelevant.
Yeah, but if you're going for that homeboys and all of this, you're showing them that you're still on their mind, that you're even venturing your head. I'm telling you this, like, if you act like you don't care about someone after you end, it would pain them, because you'd be like, so was what we had not that important?
I'm telling important you.
But sure, I think this is, I didn't even think it would be this long. I know that we didn't have so many jokes, so this one wasn't too funny, but just because it was just meant to be like a serious conversation.
I really enjoyed this one. I mean, I'm even like, I enjoyed this one. But like, you guys were back now, so
yeah, and we're trying to work on the boys episode, but
you guys see, go and text Ini, go and text, who else? Go and text Ini, Fury and Simona, I think them, they'll always be down. Just go and text Ini. When Ini is ready, he'll give you the episode. Don't worry. We'll give you the episode. And the dating, speed dating one, that one is still a long time.
Now it's actually a long time, kind of like.
Because we still have to check. We've not even discussed the years because of time in school and everything. So when the time is right, you guys will drop it. When the time is right.
Guys, we played like three times. Oh yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for listening.
It's been close to an hour in Lagos.
It's been very, very close.
But like, if you stay to the end, shall we appreciate it? Because there's a lot of people when you stay to the end.
Yeah. So thank you guys, and bye. 'Cause I like your friends, I just like you.